Chinese food processing company Dada Bank Limited, a company that values healthy eating. It's a story of becoming one of the greats in the food processing industry. At Astro, we are proud to provide distributed vaccines for whose voice they are tailored as any financial support. We see your story and invite you to write it with us. Your story matters, Astro.
Pope said July 14 for not actually the judgment on producers' practices charge. KCM shuts down on Changa smelter for 60 days maintenance. In global news, massive Russian attack on cities across Ukraine kills at least 14 people. Good afternoon and welcome to the news at 13 hours on Central Time. My name is Ruben Mondo. The Department of Justice Court has set July 14th, 2026 as the date for judgment in a case in which politician Rafael Nakachumba is charged with seditious practices over remarks he allegedly made concerning former late President Ebdalungu's residence in Chukwueze. Mr. Nakachumba is alleged to have used social media in September 2024 to falsely claim that President Hakainde Hichilema had directed the Zambia Police, the Drug Enforcement Commission, and the Anti-Corruption Commission to raid Mr. Lungu's home, an offence he denied. High Court Judge David Chibuli, sitting as the Saka Chief Magistrate, Resident Magistrate, set the date this morning after the prosecution closed its case, saying it had faced difficulties in securing witnesses. Mr. Nakachinda's lawyer, Maluza Chongola, told the court that the defence had been unable to proceed fully because of conditions allegedly imposed by the correctional service, which also restricted access to his lawyers. He said efforts to summon witnesses, including the arresting officer, to produce a warn and caution statement, were also frustrated by the restrictions. Konkola Copper Mine KCM has shut down the Mchanga smelter in Chingola for 60 days to undertake critical maintenance and repair works aimed at improving operational efficiency and reliability. KCM Acting Chief Executive Officer Malcolm Mewitt says the plant shutdown is part of the company's broader rebuilding and modernization program, and maintenance works are intended to restore key infrastructure and position the mining giant for sustainable production growth. Mr. Mewitt says the rehabilitation program has engaged more than 1,449 skilled and unskilled workers, including 578 newly created jobs for local community members. He adds that KCM has put in place business continuity measures to sustain copper production during the shutdown, including supplying the tailings leach plant with acid from external sources and the company's 500-ton-per-day acid plant. Mr. Mewitt says smelter operations are expected to resume in August 2026 as KCM continues implementing its production recovery and expansion strategy. This is contained in a statement issued by KCM Chief Corporate Affairs Officer John Kunda. The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has reaffirmed that all forms of political content broadcast by media houses are subject to the same ethical and regulatory standards as the country heads towards the August general elections. Speaking when he featured on Tuesday's edition of Let the People Talk program on Phoenix FM, IBA Director General Webster Malibo refuted allegations that the authority only acted against the controversial political song after comments from government officials. Mr. Malibo explained that the IBA had already identified the song earlier through its own monitoring systems before public debate emerged around the matter and followed an internal review process where specialized teams assessed potentially problematic content against provisions of the law and existing broadcasting guidelines. It is closed that after completing the review, the IBA formally engaged the concerned media house through written communication and direct discussions over elements that were considered problematic. Mr. Marido has stressed that broadcasting ethics and IBA guidelines apply equally to live interviews, paid programs, campaign advertisements, political songs, documentaries, and other pre-packaged political material aired on regulated platforms. He added that the format of political content does not exempt broadcasters from responsibility, further stating that all material aired must comply with standards of fairness, responsibility, and protection of the public interest.
But what we are saying is that you take due care of what, if you are comfortable, that you know what is being streamed there that you are picking up meets the standards that we expect to be adhered to. By all means, you have the freedom to, you know, to air that for you. But we're saying that take the normal due care that you apply to all content that ends up on your airwaves. Maybe nothing has changed. Maybe we have just been more transparent. And so we have also learned lessons from past previous election cycles. Some of the major lessons we've learned is the need for rapid response to misinformation.
Airtel Money, in collaboration with Stanbic Bank Zambia, has launched Airtel Money payments on Stanbic's point-of-sale machines, a move aimed at easing and expanding digital payment acceptance for merchants across the country. Speaking at the launch in Lusaka this morning, Airtel Money Country Director Andrew Chuma said the partnership will give customers the freedom to transact seamlessly, offering a simple, secure, and instant way to pay using mobile devices they already rely on every day. Mr. Chuma explained that the launch highlights the growing importance of partnerships between banks and mobile money providers in building a more interoperable payments ecosystem.
We are here today to officially launch Airtel Money on the Stanbic POS network, making it possible for every merchant in this network to accept mobile money payments seamlessly, instantly, and at the point of sale. Let's be honest, the way people pay is changing, and it's changing fast. Cash is still king in many places here, but mobile money has rewritten the rules. Millions of customers across our network wake up every day and manage their lives through Airtel Money. Paying bills, sending money, buying airtime, it is their wallet, it is their bank. I know you're with Sandy here, but the wallet is also the bank, right? And yet, when they walk into a merchant shop to pay, they hit the gap.
Meanwhile, Stanbic Bank Head of Business and Commercial Banking, Chanda Mwila, said the collaboration reflects the bank's continued investment in practical digital solutions that make it easier for businesses and customers to transact. Ms. Mwila added that by making payments easier and more accessible, this digital ecosystem partnership with Airtel Money will help merchants operate more efficiently, give customers more choice at checkout, and contribute to broader financial inclusion by linking everyday mobile money usage with formal acceptance channels.
Mobile money payments have become a staple in most businesses, offering security, compliance, convenience, and accessibility for customers. However, many businesses still handle these payments manually, which results in inefficiencies. Our collaboration with Airtel today reflects our commitment to building solutions that are grounded in supporting ease of doing business in our country. It highlights the value of collaboration between banks and mobile network operators. By combining our respective strengths, we can deliver solutions that are more relevant, more scalable, and more impactful to the communities we serve.
In global news, a Russian missile and drone attack has killed at least 14 people across Ukraine, 9 in Dnipro and 5 in the capital Kyiv, marking one of Moscow's largest assaults in recent months. Dozens were also injured, including several children, after the overnight airstrikes hit apartment blocks, with emergency crews racing to find people feared trapped beneath rubble in Kyiv. Air raid warnings were in place across most of Ukraine in the early hours of today. The BBC has more on this and other stories.
Ukraine says at least 15 people have been killed in a massive drone and missile attack by Russia. The Interior Ministry said the worst civilian damage was in Dnipro and Kharkiv in the east, and in Kyiv, which was pounded by